with that boy that's growing up.
You know, when he can't, when he stumbles all over himself and things like that.
That he does what?
When he, you know, like stumbles all over himself.
Oh yeah.
And let's see, a person who doesn't make, who keeps doing things that don't make any sense. You know, who just does crazy things. What would you call that kind of person? You say, well, he's a.
Well, you can't say a maniac. Unless he was worse off than that, but he's retarded or he needs to see a psychiatrist, something like that.
Oh, now a person who just does things that are just dumb, you know that there's nothing really wrong with him, but he just keeps doing stupid things or foolish things. Would you have a name for him? What would you call him? How would you describe him?
I don't know. What do you think?
Could you call him just a fool or anything like that? Would you ever use that?
Well, I've heard people make the remark, "Oh, he's crazy," or something like that.
Now, a person who is real, who won't ever spend any money, he's real close with his money. What do you call him?
Stingy.
Stingy. Mm-hmm. And let's see. Now, when you use the word common, you talk about somebody. When you say he's a common, just a rather common man, is that a good thing or a bad thing to say about him?
A common.
Common.
Common. Yes. Well, it's not so bad, but then it's nothing real good either.
Not real good either. It's kind of in between.
Yeah.
And say if take my grandfather, for instance, he's up in his 80s, and he still gets out and plows a garden, and he rides a bicycle around, and does a lot of walking, and gets around a lot. Now, well, how would you describe him? What word might you use to describe him?
Real active, I reckon.
Yeah, good active. And let's see, say that you had your children or something like that, and when they were young, they were out later than usual. You might say, well, I don't suppose there's anything wrong, you know, I trust them, but I still can't help feeling a little
partial.
Or let's see, if you were just a little worried about them, what might you say? I can't help but feeling a little
worried about that one or something he's doing. Or
you'd say, I don't feel easy, I feel how?
I feel a fear, I guess.
And see. Somebody who, say, leaves a lot of money on the table and the door unlocked and leaves his keys lying around, you'd call him what kind of person? You'd say he's...
That he just rides around?
Well, no, say he just leaves money laying around and leaves keys lying around.
Well, seemed to me like it wouldn't be just right for a person to do that.
And let's see, a person who's really set his own ways and he never change his mind and you can't tell him anything. How would you describe him? What word would you use to describe him?
Slow learner, I reckon.
And what about one who once he makes up his mind, you just can't make him change?
Can't change it.
Would you ever call him a stubborn or?
Yes.
Have you ever heard people call him like a mule-headed or?
Yeah. Got mule in him or something like that.
And say that, let's see, you talk about somebody who's kind of eccentric. You might say, well, there's nothing really wrong with that person, but sometimes he acts kind of